Set long-term, short-term, and daily goals. In doing these workshops across the country, when I come to this section of the workshop, invariably I ask, how many of you know all about goal setting, how to do it, and the importance of setting goals? And virtually everybody raises their hands. Then I ask, how many of you have clear, concise, written goals for June 10 years from now? And I may, if I'm lucky, get one or two hands. So experience has taught me that it's simply not enough to know how to set goals. We also need to be motivated enough to actually do it. And along those lines, let me share with you a couple stories. In 1953, a study was done of the graduating class at Yale University. They polled that entire graduating class, and they found lots of things out about them. Among which, roughly 3% of that graduating class had clear, concise, written goals with a plan for their attainment. 20 years later, they polled the surviving members of the class of 53, and they found out some interesting things. Roughly 3% was still setting goals for their lives. And of that 3%, they had more successful marriages, healthier lifestyles, larger spheres of influence, in other words, more friends, colleagues, etc. Generally more successful careers. I mean, you know, these are kind of subjective things, so let me give you the measurable. The net worth of that 3% who had set goals for their lives was greater than the remaining 97% combined. That's the power of goal setting. Another way to illustrate the importance of setting goals. If I blindfolded Michael Jordan, spun him around two or three times, faced him away from the basket, gave him two or three basketballs, and said, okay, Michael, shoot free throws. How many do you think he'd hit? Most of the people in my class say zero. And maybe you agree. If you believe the best in the business can't hit a goal he simply can't see, let me ask you, how are we going to hit goals we haven't even set? Here are the basics of setting goals. First, we need to identify our life's priorities. In Appendix B of this workbook in the back, there's an exercise provided for you. It's very simple, though. First, we need to list out all the things that are important to us in our lives. We need to be detailed. We want to try to avoid one-word answers like success, peace, love. We'll have a chance to condense these later. But the first step is to make it detailed, all the things that are important to us in our lives. Then, once we've completed that, we condense these priorities into one word representing each, which means we may have to combine some. We may even have to eliminate some. And the only definition that's relevant of these words that we choose are our own, not Webster's and not someone else's. What do these words mean to us? That's the important definition. Once we condense these life's priorities into one word for each, then we simply go back and prioritize them. Most important, next, next, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on. There are several benefits to identifying our life's priorities. First, we know what we stand for. It's kind of like a things to do list for our lives. Jim Rohn once said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Another benefit is it makes the decision-making process, for our lives at least, infinitely easier. It's pretty simple. If we come to the fork in the road of our life's path, all we have to do is choose the path that's in harmony with our life's priorities. As salespeople, another fringe benefit of identifying our life's priorities is that it will enable us to listen without prejudice. Two of the most common reasons why people don't listen to others is one, we don't know how, and two, we're afraid of being changed. When we know what we stand for, we can listen to someone for 20, maybe 30 minutes. They might even be able to change our mind, but they can't change us. Fundamentally, they can't change what we stand for. And that's an extremely empowering spot in which to operate from. Once we've identified our life's priorities, we can get to setting goals. We need to set goals in these five areas: things goals, personal goals, spiritual goals, financial goals, and career goals. Each of these goals need to be clear and specific, they have to be written down, and they need to have a deadline. We need to identify each goal as either a 1-year, 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, or 20-year goal. Then, for each goal we set, we also have to write a paragraph of all the wonderful things that will happen to us when we attain the goal. That's the carrot. We need to write a second paragraph of all the bad, awful things that will happen to us if we don't attain the goal. That's the stick. We need a third paragraph on all the people, tools, resources we'll need to attain that goal. The last paragraph we need to write is what impediments or roadblocks we can anticipate. And then the last thing we need to actually commit to paper concerning each individual goal is what one step we are absolutely committed to doing within the next 24 hours to get the ball rolling towards the attainment of that goal. Once we've done all that, then we can go back and break these 1, 3, 5, 10, and 20-year goals into smaller increments for their attainment. That's goal setting, basically.